This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. As a parent, it's important to talk to your children about puberty because it's the stage that sets them up for adulthood. Having the correct resources and information for the discussion is just as important. Renee Braswell, nurse practitioner at Monroe Pediatrics, talks about ways to prepare for the conversation on puberty and when to have it on this week's Time to Talk.
Renee Braswell, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what's the best timing for parents to start having conversations about puberty?
The best time is before these changes occur in their bodies. With social media and television and the internet, we're finding that we have to start these conversations earlier and earlier because of their exposure. Generally between the ages of 8 to 10 would be the most appropriate.
So if you're a parent of an 8 to 10-year-old, you're listening right now, and you say, okay, well, how do I start that conversation?
Well, you want to start out extremely lighthearted. That way, it will be neither stressful for the parent or for the child. I would start out by telling them that they have hormones in their bodies that are getting their body ready to become an adult, and these hormones cause different changes, including pimples and sweating and mood swings, and that this is very normal. And so just starting out with simple conversation like that is always the best.
Say if I'm listening right now and my kids are already teenagers and I've not had that conversation, what do I do then?
It never hurts to go backwards and share information with them that you think that they already know. They have already gotten information from their peers, and you want to make sure that they have gotten the accurate information. So going backwards and starting with the basics is always the best option, even if they're teenagers already.
You mentioned in your article in Bayou Life that many times this is a conversation that should start younger than that pre-puberty age. What's this conversation like for younger kids?
For younger kids, it would be making sure that they can identify their body parts with the appropriate names and making sure that those are their private areas. Nobody should be allowed to look at them or touch them unless they were their parent or their doctor. Starting out with them really young like that is probably where I would start that conversation.
And what are some of the best resources for parents to be able to use just to start with this?
I think if parents are not really knowing how to begin the conversation with their child is to either go to their pediatrician or to their primary care provider who will help them initiate those conversations, or they will give them the resources that they need. It's just very difficult for parents to reach out there in the internet because you just don't know if you're getting accurate information. So always starting with the pediatrician or primary care provider is your best option.
These conversations set the stage for what that relationship with parents is going to be like in the teen years.
Yes. If you start having this conversation about puberty, what that does is it opens up a huge window of conversations for your child that even carries them through into adulthood. As my children were growing up, my husband and I had extremely open conversations with them. And now that they're adults, they will tell you that that was the best gift that we could have ever given them, is because even though it wasn't a puberty-related issue, that they felt like they could come to us with other adult problems without any threat of being judged, with a lot of openness involved.
Rena Braswell is a nurse practitioner at Monroe Pediatrics. Rena, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, you're welcome. Thank y'all for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.